Lindy Miller.
Hi, Lindy. Good morning.
Hi, is it Gail?
Yes, it is.
Hello. I hope we're going to get some more people. What do you think? Has anybody else signed in yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Well,
so, we
you
will
saw
see.
That Jana's having something on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Which originally that was my preferred day, but then it's just that I go to yoga 4 days a week.
Yes.
And Wednesday would be the day I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I looked at my schedule, I was like, you know, actually, I'd prefer to not go Tuesday and have the classes.
Okay, so you're talking about Matt Kahn, you said?
Yes, K-A-H-N.
Okay.
And if you want me to, I can send you the link. But so in this one that's about 2015 and must have been done sometime toward the end of last year, he's talking about what's going to happen. He talks about the indigos, the first indigos, who are those of us who are over 50, and that we came in, you know, those, and certainly all of us in Mastering Alchemy would be indigos. The first, and he says those were the first indigos to come in, the older ones. And they came in to, you know, get this whole thing going and to be the first ones to, you know, get it going, I guess. And then he talks about the next wave and the next wave. It's just, it's really interesting, and he is amazing. I was thinking of something else I wanted to tell you that he said in that one, and now it slipped my mind. But this morning I listened to another one, and it's about how you should love everything in your life. And I think that in our group, at least for me, maybe you got there a long time ago, but I'm just kind of arriving at this place where I understand that and how that would make my life work much better. And I'm starting to practice it much more than I ever did, I should say. And so everything he talked about, love everything in your life no matter what it is, just rang so true to me. And there were things in there, like he talked about how he became abundant when he learned to love all of his bills and the fact that he was able to pay the minimum payment. And I don't know, the whole thing gave me idea of little ways I'm going to tweak my life that
Excellent.
Are going to, it's really good. If you want me to, I can send you the links for it.
Why don't you post it on Level 3 Live just so we have that?
I don't know how to do that, but I can put in a comment.
Well,
I don't know how to post.
If you email it to me, I will do that. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Okay. And somebody has already posted the one about 2015, which is how I found out about it, which is what I love about that Mastering Alchemy page. I'm not a big Facebook person, and I forget to go on there for long periods of time. Then I go on, and there's just all kinds of jewels on there of things people have posted.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who else did join us?
Hi, Gail. It's Diane.
Hi, Diane. Yay. Good morning.
This
Good
is
morning.
Lindy, Diane. What's your last name?
Cindy?
Lindy.
Lindy, hi.
Miller.
Diane. Diane Light.
Okay, I've seen your name. I'm not sure if we've met, but we probably
Yeah, have. I'm not sure either.
Probably at one of the conferences, but...
Yeah, you probably would be a familiar face, but I can't put a face with your name right now.
Yes, yes. And where do you live, Diane?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, and I'm in Cincinnati, and Gail, you're in Atlanta, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Lindy, are you on Central Time, or are you on?
No, I'm on, I live in Cincinnati, which is far west Ohio, and the farthest you can go and still be in Eastern Time.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
So, yeah, if you go just a few miles over the border into Indiana, you will be in...
You're in Central, okay.
Indiana, you'll still be in Eastern Time, but most of Indiana, you will be in Central Time.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So,
great.
This is a perfect time for me, perfect.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, me too, before my day gets started.
Exactly, exactly. So, wow, well, welcome. And so I had said on the Facebook page that I wanted to set my intention for the week and then practice some of the tools, obviously, that we've learned. We have a really big toolbox. And practice being light. So what that means to me is to think about how during the day of sort of what you were saying, Lindy, of loving everything around you and everything that happens, being that light in my daily circumstances. And then, you know, we can do a meditation perhaps, or I don't know, if I mean, just lots of things, and obviously discussions. So, and I also have
I love that. I think that's a great agenda. I think, you know, that's right on. Although I have to tell you, here's one of the things Matt Kahn said in the one about 2015, and this all fits with what we're hearing, is there's no more learning. It's just there. And you just have to accept that it will come to you, you know, as you need it. And I have been struggling this entire time, wishing we had a book. I've been doing Mastering Alchemy for 5 years, wishing we had a book, wishing we had things to refer to, because I don't remember. I'm terrible at remembering, and I'm a good studier, you know, and that's what I want to do, and I know they really discourage that. And, you know, Matt Kahn says the same thing. So when you say that we have all these tools in our toolbox, I kind of feel like, well, yeah, I guess we've used things over the years, but I kind of don't feel like I know how to do that.
That's a really good point. I mean, you're not alone on that, believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, it's about remembering that, oh, yeah, okay, I'm in this situation. What tools can I use? And whatever one pops into my head, I suppose, is the right one.
Right. And that happened to me the other day. Another channel that I was listening to recently, the Joan channel, and it was, let me think, was it about 2015? I can't even remember. Somebody also posted that on the Mastering Alchemy Facebook page. And in there, somebody asked the question, how could we use the color codes for humanity? And they just got all excited. She was channeling Michael at the time. And, you know, he said, excellent question, and what you would do is you would just, without an agenda of any kind, you would just beam out, you know, the unconditional loving light of green and the emotional, you know, maturity or whatever you want to call it that you would get with the blue light. Those would be good ones. And some building our heart that he had given us. And so I have been doing that then. And then some other things. All of a sudden, for example, I was thinking about, I was, you know, sending this out. I sent it out first to Monsanto, and then the next day I was sending it out to who? To the financial institutions, and then to ISIS, and, you know, I just got all kinds of ideas of, you know, places and things and people I could send this out to. And, yeah, and so I would love to have a group who would might like to do that sometimes as well.
Well, guess what? Here we are.
I love working with color.
Yes,
I agree. But so part of, and then after I was done with that, I was, you know, thinking about an issue for myself that I was thinking about clearing, but I wasn't thinking in terms of that, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, I feel this purple. I want to project purple, so I'm just going to do it. And then I realized, well, maybe that's the violet flame for myself.
Exactly.
You know? So exactly. There was an example of how perhaps it's going to happen. Whatever just comes to you is what's appropriate.
I think
you know,
so, too. And for me, it's really about remembering, like, okay, let's go down the list and make a list maybe of the tools or just review occasionally, and maybe that's what these calls can be, is a review of what tools do we have that we could use in certain situations or just so
I
remember
that.
More than my basic tools or the obvious ones, that the ones that maybe I use less could be used, too.
Well, and I agree with you because, you know, I think I have a real, real basic use of some of the tools that I remember. And, you know, they're always saying you have these, you know, abilities and you have these tools and you can use them. And I'm like, yeah, I don't remember them. And I might remember them, but I don't really remember how we're supposed to use them. And so, yeah, this will be good because everybody will have their own little piece that they will remember.
Well, Diane, do you want to add anything right at the moment? I was going to say,
no, I think that all sounds wonderful, and I like that this is, I guess, this is going to be an open group, so people can just come and go, and
yes.
That's, I like that.
I think so.
So thank you for setting this up, Gail.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have to decide. I just will reiterate for you and for the tape. We'll have to decide if we want to keep it on Tuesdays or if we want to combine with Jana's open group on Wednesdays. I thought she was going to have it at noon, but if she's having it at 9, we'll have to see.
Yeah. 9 o'clock is a good time. Mm-hmm. Although, now that I've, rearranged my yoga schedule, this is not a
you want to keep it on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Yoga schedule, now I like it better that I'm not going on Tuesday. But anyway.
Well, let's just do this. Let's keep it on Tuesdays for a little bit and see how it goes.
And we'll see.
I suspect that there's going to be more people joining. And between the 2 days, I think probably... It would be good. And for me personally, it's good to have a choice because sometimes I'm busy early on Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning and could only do one or the other and not always the same day. So I think it's good to have two options. And I bet there will be enough people that that 2 days would be good.
Excellent point. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I want to do a little get here meditation, sort of, or just a just to set the energy of the call, even though we've already started, obviously. and then whatever you ladies, whatever we decide, whatever spirit leads us into today, we will follow. Ah, so take a breath. And just be present. And in fact, with your eyes open, go into that space of those 7 words that we learned so long ago: happy, present, certain, senior, powerful or capable, gracious, and commanding. And be in those 7 words, 8 words, if you put powerful and capable together. And feel the energy of those words. You are a master. You sit in those words every day, all the time. Bring your awareness to them. And then, as you take a breath, bring in the words of freedom, ease, and accomplishment. And as we were just talking about, and Metatron has so beautifully assured us, we each are there. And there is, in that fifth dimensional space, that beautiful dinner party, that space of well-being. So bring yourself right there. Know you are there. And feel your light body. See it glowing and radiating from your heart, from that sacred heart. Notice your triad spinning in that unified field, sending light up to the Christed grid around the planet and down into the Christed grid of Mother Earth. Notice you are a beautiful ball of light. And now notice your star tetrahedron and your cube spinning and forming that Merkaba that Metatron was talking about. This is your light vehicle. You are a being of light. And feel the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah, in you. Be one with your Christ itself. Feel the undifferentiated light coming in through your crown and into your body. And actually, it's within your sphere of the unified field. It is coming from you. Into you. You are whole and complete within yourself. Feel that light of all possibilities coursing through your veins giving you permission and the ability to create this day, whatever you choose. To create this moment, whatever you choose. And so go within your sacred heart and connect it to your higher mind, the universal mind. Draw in an intention for this day. What would you like to create today? And take a breath. And be clear. Draw from that infinite possibilities, from the sixth ray, the ocean of oneness, and bring down into the fifth ray those possibilities you would like to achieve today or be today. And lay them on the table of the fifth ray and look at them. And if you need to rearrange things and put them back into the sixth ray and draw something else down, do. And arrange them how you want for today. Just today. We live in simultaneous time, so no worries about the past or the future. Just now. Be in the now. And breathe. And now, as you look at what you've laid on the table of the fifth ray, bring them into the fourth ray to begin to manifest them into your life in the physical form. And take a breath, drawing in that fourth ray, the glue that puts everything together and brings it into physical. And know that you've bathed this creation with also the 10th and the 8th rays, bringing that higher consciousness into this creation, eliminating any of the challenges, any of the doubts from this creation. And take a breath and be pleased and be happy and notice your beautiful creation. Feel it within yourself. Know that it is already here. And be pleased with your intention of this creation. And keep your attention on this creation throughout the day. Focus. Be present. You have the permission now as a master to be in charge, to walk in the world in well-being with your choices. And not be affected by the waves of uncertainty or chaos throughout the world. See your day and your life as a golden path of light. Wherever you walk, spreading the love and the joy of this fifth dimension and higher realms. And go ahead and bring in that blue coating to yourself to feel that happiness, that joy, that harmony of emotions that you can live in, that you do live in. And bring in the love of the green coating into your heart. And spread that over your creation and through your creation. And bring in the yellow coating to harmonize your mental, emotional body, to give you the clarity and the focus to achieve your creation. And bring in the red coating to yourself to give yourself that physical stability and balance, to harmonize your physical body with the earth. And then if you choose, you can also bring in the violet flame and become that violet fire that burns away all that is not you. You've done this, and yet to walk in the violet flame is still valuable, beautiful, just as Saint Germain did, or does. You are a rainbow of light. You are a light body, and all the colors belong to you. And with love and peace in your heart, swirl those rainbow colors out to the world in this beautiful spiraling energy of the rainbow. And see the Christic grid above the planet bathed in this rainbow light. And then literally raining down the rainbow of colors of joy into the planet, into all living things. Saying hello to the elementals and sending them the joy and happiness of this rainbow light. And inviting them to co-create with you this love, this happiness, this joy, this peace on the planet, and see it going deep into the earth, down into the Christic grid in the center of Gaia, of Mother Earth. And feel the celebration. You make a difference. Just by being. And take a breath. And bring your awareness back to your chair. And back to us. Thank you. Namaste.
Wow.
Wow, Gail. Thank you. That was amazing.
Yes. Oh, wow. If we could do this with a large group, do you know what we could do for the world? Oh, my God. That felt amazing. And you know what? You nailed it. You're good at the scale. You have a gift.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You do this for a living, though, don't you?
I teach.
Yeah, you are good. I mean, did you come up with this in advance, or did this all just kind of come to you?
Nope, it was just channeled.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate that.
The group. That's not happening.
You're very
You're
welcome.
Way better.
I appreciate that so much because it really got me focused and all in one place, and I've been feeling very scattered lately because I've been aware of so many possibilities all the time that it's kind of had me a little bit scattered because I haven't really been focused on one thing. It's been just, I've been all over the place. So that was really helpful for focus. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hi, Gail. This is Susie.
Susie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Susie.
Hello, everyone. Hi, everyone. I'm sorry I joined you. I was 10 minutes late. It's 6 o'clock in California, and I'm kind of
Yeah, I know. I figured that if someone wanted to get up very early in California, they could join us. Yeah. Thank you for being here. That's very wonderful.
Thank you. That was awesome. And hello, everyone.
Hi.
This is Lindy, Susie. Well, are you the one who's been posting a lot in this whole conversation? And don't you have a group on Wednesday?
Yes,
or
I do.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm in Bo's group.
Okay.
Awesome.
And this is Diane Light.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Susie Krause?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Diane.
Good.
Hello. So, and I love that you have this open, Gail. This is I really appreciate that.
Oh, good. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever shows up. And I'll post the recording as well on the page. It'll need to be downloaded within a month, but anyone can have the recording. So what else would you like to do, ladies? We are very powerful beings. We can go forward. What strikes you right now?
Really? Bring that meditation, just how powerful we really can be. I love the idea of service to the world, and we, you know, wow, that was inspired to do the project out the rainbow of color. That was great and felt wonderful.
So are there any other, I guess where I'd like to go is to talk about how during a day we can be these beings of light. And of course, I know that sounds kind of strange because the answer, of course, is where the question is asked, and is just be the being of light. And what I guess I'm thinking is specifically in different instances, if we want to share perhaps of stories of, you know, this happened to me and this is how I handled it, or I don't know, just suggestions of successes, I suppose, or challenges. If someone wants what tool could I use during these types of times? That might be a way that we could go too as well. Does that resonate with anybody? Or?
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea. I don't have anything at the moment to add. I've listened, as I told you earlier, I've listened to Matt Kahn this morning, and he's just about love everything in your life,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what it's, you know.
Yep.
Doesn't
like
matter
that.
What it is. If you love it, you will start attracting, you know,
mm-hmm.
things that you do want in your life. And if you'll love the things you don't really want in your life. So, and that's, you know, that's a concept I've heard a lot over the years, and it's relatively new for me to understand it and to be able to go there. So that's, and then listening to him today, and I just found myself going, yep, you're right. And, you know, feeling like I'm now going to be able to do that much more efficiently. And I will be more conscious after having listened to him this morning, I hope. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have a story to talk about, something that's going on in their life?
I do, but Diane or Susie, do you have anything? Or?
Well, I do also, but go ahead.
Well, I'll be brief. Yesterday was a very strange day for me, and we just came back from Belize this weekend, and so I have been on the beach and in this beautiful place that I really resonate with, and I really love the country and being in that energy of that place. And so when I came back, and I've been there many times, and I've come back many times, so I didn't expect to have happen what happened. But yesterday, for some reason, when the work day got started on a Monday, that it just was chaos. There was a lot of chaos in my life, let's put it that way, from people coming over, cleaning crews and yard people, and just lots of ups. It felt like the whole world was being turned upside down. And I literally wanted to leave, and wanted to fly back to Belize. and I felt the entire day that I was being... How can I put this into words? It was interesting watching myself go through this. That was part of it. Go through this complete detachment. And it was very interesting. I looked at my house, and I've collected a lot of wonderful things over the years for my travels, and the house is decorated very beautifully, and it has great energy. We have set it as a sacred space, and we have guests that live with us, and we hold gatherings here, and so it's a very beautiful place, and I love this particular environment that I've created. And normally, I really enjoy it. And I looked at it, and I thought, all I need to do is just walk out with my purse, and I literally did. Finally, my husband came home from the meeting, and I literally walked out and said, I got to go. He says, where are you going? I said, I don't know. And I got in the car, and I went to my chiropractor to get an adjustment. But crying the entire way, just bawling. And it was very interesting because I haven't done that before. I haven't had what some people call a meltdown, before, or it certainly has been years and years since any has happened. But it felt like I could just pick up and leave. And if I had literally packed a backpack with my computer and maybe a change of clothes, I probably would have gotten on an airplane and gone to Belize yesterday afternoon. So it was just very interesting to me that what that told me is in watching and noticing from that fifth dimensional place of that observer of me during all of this time is that this really for me is a turning point. You know, we're at the end of Mastering Alchemy lessons, and there really does feel like for me, and that was a really validation yesterday, of this is a new choice. This is a new place that I need to go. And I mean, really, like really, the universe was telling me yesterday, you really need to make a choice of what your focus is, what you're going to do, where you're going to be. And not that I have to move back to Belize, I don't, but I realized later on in the evening, I do have the environment I need here to do what I need to do. But I need to be in charge of that environment. So it was like a big whack in the face of what's important to you, Gail? And what kind of thing do you want to be? Or I hope I'm making your understanding, but words kind of fail on how it felt. But it felt like a huge decision point of what kind of life do you want to live, really, is what it is.
And what's really cool about that, Gail, is that you came to that realization all in one day.
Yeah, you're right, I did.
That is.
Wow. Instantly, you got it,
Yeah.
So an example of loving what comes to you because it's coming to you for a reason is pointing things out to you. And you've made a choice now. All in one day. Good for you. My goodness.
Well, I've had a similar sort of experience, only not with leaving where I live, but more like leaving my body. but it hasn't been working for me the way I've wanted it to, and I've been disappointed with myself because I'm supposed to be this master that can, you know, master my pain and everything else that in my life, and I've just had pain, and it's, you know, I've reached the point over the weekend, and it's like, I don't really want to be in this body anymore. But yeah, I've gotten over that. I know I'm here for a reason, and but mastering the physical pain has been my issue.
Well, it's interesting because the things that they tell us are like science fiction. You know, I just can't believe the things that they tell us that we are capable of doing at the moment. And then they, you know, qualify that a bit, but they tell us that we will be, you know, we'll have no issues with our body. I remember them specifically saying that, like, you know, when I ask other people, my sister, who's also in Mastering Alchemy, remembers this, but I don't think anybody else that I asked remembered this, but boy, do I remember it like crazy, although I don't remember where it was said, you know, somewhere toward the end of last year, of 2013, they were saying by the end of 2014, there would be no physical issues. Everybody in the class would have no physical issues. Well, that's not really been the case so far. But, and they're telling us, you know, that we'll be capable of that. And I know what, was it Susie or Diane who said that? I'm not sure.
Oh, it's Diane.
Diane, okay. I'm with you, Diane. You know, I have arthritis that sometimes really bothers me and other issues. And, you know, I'm like supposed to be able to, you know, fix it. Not there yet. That's something I guess I'm going to have to start loving myself.
Yeah.
Well, and several people have posted on, I think, Facebook pages, and some of the stories that are happening in the level 3. Wasn't just level 3. I guess I saw it in level 2 as well. But I was seeing that people were talking about how they've gotten rid of their pain and done
really?
Some of the
I
tools
haven't seen that.
To just to bathe the pain in the different light and to visualize that the body is, oh, I'm trying to remember exactly what their tools were, but the point is, the pain went away. There was just a story I was seeing today. I'll have to try to look for it. And the point I'm making is we have tools that can affect the way the body feels and is. And pain usually is something that is just out of balance. I know Drumvalo Melchizedek's wife, Claudette, teaches a school called the Blue Imagery School, and she uses pictures to bring the body back into balance of how it was healed or well before whatever the issue was, and to erase the image of that issue, of that pain. And of course, blue is the color of not only the emotional color, but it really is a color that can help stop pain, the cobalt blue, for example.
Okay.
So, lots of tools, and then to
you
look at, as you said,
all sorts
love what
tools.
The pain is, and really, okay, maybe this is just bringing awareness to something. And of course, maybe Diane, you're meant to be one of those beings that goes off into light. I don't know. After you finish whatever you're here for, and
yeah, I don't think I'm finished.
Yeah, I know you're not yet.
Well, with that, I was like, really? I mean, we've just been through, you know, in my case, 5 years. I don't know how long, and many of you probably longer than that. You know, of this, and you know, I didn't go through all this so I could leave. You know, I went through this so I could apply it, you know. That's the exciting part, I'm thinking. So I can't imagine why anybody would want to leave after they've done this. But
well, some people have gone through it so they can leave. That's the point. so they can even be pure on the as the other side and help from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gail?
Yes.
It's Mary. I just want to interject
a little
thing. I've been listening with delight to all of this. Thank you, guys. I just wanted to
say
that I do know. Hello. I did want to say that there's, you know, I deal with pain and a lot of this new stuff coming in, and there's quite a few alchemists in Level 3 Live that sometimes pain for a lot of us is kind of how this light is entering our body. And I've really kind of had that also, Diane. And it kind of lets me know there's whole new levels coming in. So this last time I had a munch, too, and I happened to see the MatCon videos that everybody's circulating, and the way out of pain was one, and he really brought something to my attention.
He does one for that, for how to get out of pain?
It's that we should not feel this is we're less than, and I felt some huge release because like most of you people, when I feel, I go, oh, no, I'm not a master. And I think what I'm releasing is the judgment against myself, and it's a big that's a big template out in the collective. So he's saying, you know, celebrate pain. You're working on a high level. So I've been working with that, and it's actually had a big release. But I do know it's from in my walking space, sometimes when pain comes in, it's when we make a big leap. And so it's been a journey of allowing that. So if any of that's helpful to you guys.
Thank you, Mary. And the judgment really does strike a chord, judging myself because I'm not more than or better, bigger than.
Mm-hmm. Or there's something I'm not getting. You skipped class, didn't get that tool, you know. I felt there's a huge thing lift off for me with that. So just wanted to throw that in. I'm going to go back on mute and enjoy the rest.
Thank you.
Just love it, guys.
Thanks, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
This has been so valuable to me, I would like to say. You know, I'm not trying to wrap up the call or anything, but every comment has been so good today. I'm so glad we're doing this. Thank you, everyone. And I'm not trying to wrap up the call, go back to what you were saying, but I'm just very grateful that we're doing this. This is wonderful. This is helpful to me, very helpful.
Excellent.
Thank you. I had an experience this week. I missed the first 10 minutes of the call because I had to drag myself out of bed. So I missed what you were talking about, the health. But I also have this past 2 weeks, at least my back's gone out. I've been in the chiropractor. I've been in a lot of pain. And it's eased up. And I know it's leaving. But this past week, right after I started listening to Metatron's pre-call last week, I started feeling really off balance, really off kilter. I started getting so forgetful. It was like, oh my gosh, this is not good. I mean, I would start to do. I mean, I could be forgetful like all of us, but I would start to go from one place to start to do it, and then I'd forget it. And it was like I'd go into the room and forget it. I'd go into the refrigerator, forget it. It was, like, really bad. It was, like, over-the-top bad. It scared me. I was like, wow, am I losing it? What is happening? And this went on, and it got worse after Wednesday's call. I was really bad. And then Saturday I went to town, and on my way home, I was still having that experience, but I had been feeling this feeling of being really off balance, off kilter. And all of a sudden, I realized as I was driving home, I was still in that space. I was in that off-balance space, and I realized this is an off-balance space. This is that space we get into when we're meditating. This is that space, that fifth-dimensional space we're going into. And I went, oh, that makes sense. That makes way more sense because since we're moving in the now moments, that's what's been happening with my memory. I'm in now moments. The problem is my now moments aren't connecting. So from this moment, I stopped this, and then the next moment, I didn't remember what I thought over there. And then the next moment, I forgot what I had over there. It was like I wasn't connecting my moments. And yet, as I was driving, I was feeling like I was off balance. I was wobbling. I was not grounded. So I say, went, wow, okay, it's, I'm just integrating, and everything is exactly as it's supposed to be, and everything is fine. Even the physical stuff that's coming up on purpose to leave, and all is well. I'm feeling really good right now, and in this space, the space really does feel good. And after I did that, the next day I was back to my normal self, and then yesterday it was the same as back. And it was like, okay, that's just a little glimpse of where we're going, and I can still feel that space right now. And so I feel that's where we're going to, and Metatron said it in his last channel, the one he just put out, that we're going to start being in that space more and less in the third dimension. So and the support structure, and as far as our bodies go, I always wanted to leave also. I wanted to leave. I mean, I hated this life. This was miserable. I can't take this anymore. I'm just too much pain. And I know I'm here for a reason. I'm here because I made a choice to be here, and I honor that choice in me. And I'm not going to devalue myself by second guessing it and judging it. I've got to love myself for being here and appreciate myself, and I do. And that just feels really good.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really points to, though, what a huge transition we're in. And we this is what we're doing now. We're going to the fifth dimension, and the archangels, they're just kind of so matter-of-fact about it, and Metatron, but it's a huge transition. It's huge, and of course there's going to be bumps along the way, and a lot of adjusting to do, so, yeah. We need to be good for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess it's just exciting to experience it. And, you know, I have no idea what to expect next. But I guess I'm just going to show up and love it.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah. Yes.
It's a great mantra.
Just show up.
Yeah. Show up and love it. Whatever it is, love it. Yeah.
So one more short story, not about me, but that I was watching yesterday. And then if anyone wants to lead an ending meditation or a wrap-up, then it certainly is available. I was watching Wayne Dyer yesterday with Oprah and talking about John of God. And I don't know if you guys have been down to Brazil to see him. I have. John of God is a healer that channels entities of light and heals people. And Wayne Dyer went there because he has leukemia, and he said that he didn't go there, I apologize. He actually had the remote surgery from a friend that was there and said, at this time you will have the entities come to you and work on you, etc. And he said after that happened, and you're reviewed a week later to kind of finish healing the psychic surgery that is done, he said he felt so filled with love and light. I mean, this is what brings to mind what you're saying, Lindy, of having to love everything. He said he woke up that seventh morning or eighth morning, and after they had worked on him, the spirits had worked on him, and he said he felt so loving. He went and looked at his daughter and his son, and he says, I love you, you're so beautiful. And then everyone he met, he felt this surge of love too, for. And he went around helping all these people and going to homeless shelters and talking to people and handing out money and, you know, really just everyone he meets he hugs, and he said, I was filled with so much love that I love the whole world, and this is my mission now, is just to love everyone. So it's
wow.
It's being in that place of love. Everything is love. You know, we talked about the third ray and how it everything is created from that third ray of love. It really is about staying in that space of love. And his was a great story of that.
Hey, yeah, we can create. I guess that was kind of what I came away from listening to this Matt Kahn thing, is I can create that now. I can do that right now. And I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that love is the glue. That's what holds everything together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fun to list all the songs that you'd just, oh, that's a song, isn't it? Love is the glue.
Oh.
There's a lot of great songs out there that talk about that.
Yeah. You know, it just came to mind when something Wayne Dyer gave me. It's like every time I go into a bank, which for some reason it just comes to me, when I touch the door handles, I release the energy of abuse and power from anyone who touches these doors. And there's two doors going in, and then there's two doors going out. So I do it both ways, and it's like, I don't know why. It's just I'm always drawn to do that from listening and do that.
Good.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
It's a great suggestion. Thanks. We're changing the energy of the planet, absolutely, and the universe. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, in this panel that I was talking earlier about, some of you might not have been on the call yet, that Joan, somebody posted it recently on the MA Facebook page, and it's something Joan did recently. And it wasn't an Ask the Archangels, but was channeling and then took questions. And wow, I'm with you. Was it you, Susie, talking about not remembering anything? Because I just start these things and then they leave. What was I going to tell you guys?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe come to me. Sorry about that. I guess I'm in the fifth dimension. Sorry. I have no idea where I was going with that. None.
Well, we
None
can check
whatsoever.
In with Joan's channel, too, and perhaps that's what your message was.
Perhaps. I don't know. I was going to make a point. It's gone. So. Sorry.
Well, you can put it on the website. If you remember.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yes. Will do.
So anything else, anybody, or before we wrap up?
I know what it was. What he was saying is you really can change the world so much. He was talking about, you know, and these are my words, not his. I don't remember what his were, but how powerful we really are, and if we would work together as a group, what we could do, what we could get accomplished. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, you ladies have changed my world today for the better.
And mine, too. This has been a wonderful call. I'm so glad
yes.
we're doing this. This is great. I feel like, you know, everything was so valuable. Everything that was said was really valuable. So thank you all.
Yes, and that was an amazing meditation, Gail, and I'm glad we'll have that on a recording.
Well,
yeah.
So why don't we do a wrap-up meditation?
Okay.
Okay.
Unless someone has
sure.
something else before we do? No? Okay.
Nope.
Okay, I'll lead it today. If you think of something during the week and you want to share it on next Tuesday, then please do a meditation or guiding. Okay, so sit back, take a breath. Get comfortable in your chair. And see yourself as that beautiful being of light that you are. So we are saying that we can change the world, yes. Just by our presence. Just by being. So I invite you to visualize today the things that you plan on doing. Your intention, your creation that you started earlier in the call, that you laid out on the table and brought into being within yourself for today. Notice your steps throughout the day of where you will be. whether it be in your office or greeting your spouse or your pets or a family member or a coworker or someone at the grocery store. Notice your steps. And as you move throughout your day, bring those golden threads of light not only along your path that you walk, but bring that love from your sacred heart into everyone you meet. And see your path throughout the day light up with your golden, the yellow brick road, the golden road for yourself. And that love, that beautiful sanctuary, the pink diamond, and that pink and green light coming out from your heart, from your being, and touching every soul that you come in contact with. So just notice throughout the day, just as was shared about touching the bank doors and dispelling the energy of abuse and power, that you can affect just by your presence, just by beaming love from your heart, everyone you meet. And take a breath. And love yourself, because you can and you are. And see your shining light, your beautiful golden pink light. This is you. Be that light as you walk through the world. And with joy and laughter and happiness, serenity, peace, freedom, ease, and accomplishment, walk your golden road and beam your beautiful love to those that are within your sphere of influence. And see not only that your love and light touches and goes into the people that you meet personally, but also see the ripple effect of how that love, that kindness, that joy will then ripple and affect others through those people that you touch. And see our light as a collective spreading throughout the world and into the stars. Breathe and be your light, and go out and enjoy and have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Beautiful.
Thank you, everyone. Yes, wonderful.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too. Blessings.
Love you. Blessings, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.